Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, guys? Welcome to a very exciting episode of Lower Your Expectations. It's exciting for many reasons, but possibly the most exciting reason is because we're sat opposite Mr. Casper Lee.
Yes.
How's it going, Cass?
Marcus Butler.
How's it going? You good?
I'm good. I'm very excited to be here with you. And then there's Matt, which is also great.
Hi, guys. Me and Marcus are sharing a mic at the moment.
So. Yeah, so basically, if you could see the setup, it's like Casper sat opposite us. Me and Matt, I mean, his face is literally next to mine.
Like a cute couple.
You've got very smelly breath.
Have I? Well, yeah. I have a breakfast burrito.
Oh my gosh.
Speak forwards, not towards
I'll
me.
I'll speak like this.
When I came into the room this morning, it was the most stinky place I've ever seen. Smelt. And it reminded me of when you used to call me Carrot Boy because of my...
Oh my God, Carrot Boy!
It's my smelly carrots.
I completely forgot about that.
Wait, yeah. What's Carrot Boy? Like, we need some context here.
Basically, we used to share a lot of rooms when we did some touring
We were on our way around Italy.
We were on our way around Italy.
Tyler, and Troy, Joe, Alfie.
And we'd go into Casper's room and it would just smell. Like, he'd be sleeping all day and it would really stink of, like, gone off carrots. And I think Joe was...
What do gone off carrots smell like?
I don't know.
Casper.
No, not true. He's made that up to make himself feel better about himself.
But yeah, VidCon, man. How's it going?
Good. It's my fourth VidCon, which is very exciting, actually. I'm an OG now, so...
How has it changed over the years of VidCon?
I feel like it's become a lot less manic where we stay. Before, everyone would just be in the lobby and you would have to... figure out how to get in and out, but they've managed to separate the lobby.
Well, a bit like what Logan and like Ricegum were doing yesterday.
What were they doing?
Did you not see? They went in like the crowd, like in the public, but
really,
and they just got mobbed and then kicked out.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. I don't think I should do that because it isn't good for the health and safety.
Not fair on the staff as well, is it really?
But yeah, I'm going into VidCon today for the first time. I actually haven't gone in yet. I've just been. Yesterday I did a lot of editing, which is how I spend most of my days. That's why I don't understand how people can daily vlog, but
I also saw you hanging out by the pool yesterday.
Oh yeah, okay.
and having a massage.
Oh yeah, okay. That's true. I guess I do have time.
So one of the things we want to talk about is money. Not in the sense like Casper, Marcus.
What are you earning?
How much money are we earning? Yeah. But just like money and YouTubers, I feel, is a topic that some people feel you can't talk about.
But it's interesting because we listened to David Dobrik's podcast yesterday, Views, with Jason. They were openly just like discussing it, weren't they?
Yeah, he was literally talking figures. He's talking like how much money Vine stars got for brand deals and everything. Just complete flat out numbers. And I was kind of like, that's interesting because I don't know why, but I feel you can't talk about it.
Because you're British.
Yeah. Do you think?
How do you feel then? Like South African, is it? What's the life over there?
I mean, South African takes off. I think it's kind of similar. It's also, I mean, there's huge like social and economic issues in South Africa, so it's not something. There are everywhere actually, which is why I find it difficult to talk about money because I wouldn't want someone watching my stuff to.
How do you think your fans would react if like you made a video saying? I think didn't PewDiePie do that? Like made a video about how much he's earning and things.
No, he made videos. Because complaining that people always talk about how much money he's making. Okay. He's never been like, I make this much money. He's never talked about money at all. Money's never been a thing for him.
Apparently I heard a story about how he only has, or probably this is in the past, but he had like 20, 30 million subscribers at this point and he only had two pairs of shoes,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And he still would fly across the Atlantic economy.
I was on a flight with him economy, actually.
Yeah.
Like, before, I was, like, really into YouTube stuff.
Sorry, the way you, like, I was on a flight with him. I mean, no. You went on holiday and happened to be on a plane and saw him and you text me, like, PewDiePie's on my flight. You weren't, like, hanging out with him.
We had a good time. We were in the lounge together having a few drinks. And he's like, yeah, let's go.
That's cool. No, but I find that really cool. I feel like that's probably quite a European thing.
But what do you think is the difference between... Not bragging about it. I think bragging about it is not something I'm not like fond of that. But even the idea of just talking about it, I feel like it's such a topic that people are scared to even...
It's a shame, because other like entrepreneurs and things, people love hearing their stories of how they made the first million or how they're doing this. Whereas with YouTubers, it's like no one ever gets that opportunity to do that.
I think it comes across like YouTubers don't do that much work, which is maybe one of the reasons. And a lot of YouTubers are very young, so I feel as if you want to hear about someone who's struggled their whole life and eventually made it, whereas you can be overnight on YouTube, or it appears that way.
So many YouTubers, like, there's new YouTubers popping out left, right, and center. There are all these young kids coming up, and some of them have never had jobs, and it's like...
I've never had another job, to be honest, but I was lucky because I went from school straight into being 18, coming over, collaborating with people like you and Alfie and Zoe, and we all kind of became full-time at the same time.
Yeah, it was like a
slow... I think because you're a few years older than me. Before I was, when I was 16, I started. It was so slow. There was nothing, but I was lucky I was still at school, whereas you probably had to do something in between.
I had like a full-time job, like, in a software company.
Really? Yeah. And then you start uploading like music.
Yeah. That's funny, because we wanted to talk about how we met and like how that happened, and like let's start with the whole story. So
because that would never happen now. Your story of how you guys met.
Yeah, this is the reason. I mean, that's the reason I met Marcus is kind of also the reason I'm here on YouTube today. I managed to convince my parents to let me go to the UK when I was 17 instead of going on a hockey tour, which I kind of got kicked off of because I drank like a bottle of alcohol on another tour.
To be going to the UK like by yourself.
Yeah, it is. And I got picked up by...
I came to the airport and picked you up.
Was that...
This is a different...
That's when I moved to the UK is when you picked me up. When I first came for my trip where I did all of those collabs with everyone and kind of... got the ball.
Was that
rolling
around the first summer in the city?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. My memory is hazy after two days, let alone
you stayed at
years.
Jack and Finn's.
I went to Jack and Finn's, collabed with them, and once I did that, because they were doing so well at that time, I felt like everyone kind of accepted me straight away. But I already was chatting to everyone as well.
Because we were speaking on Twitter. I remember, so when I was actually in my salesman job, I tweeted something like, I love the South African accent. And you tweeted me like, yes, like saying like that. And then I was like, oh, this guy's cool. You had like 7,000 followers. Yeah. I had like 11,000. I was like, I'll follow you. And then I think we started talking like that.
Yeah,
and
that's a cute little story.
Yeah, no, it is. And I used to use YouNow.
Yeah.
It's a live streaming website where you could go behind other creators, and a lot of them would be really massive compared to me.
Yeah, you could do the like wait in the
queue.
And
I would wait in the queue, and I got to a stage where for some reason I could always jump second behind people in the queue because of my level or something. And I would go afterwards and scream like, oh my God, I love your stuff. And hopefully the person in front of me was still watching and they might tweet me out. And that's how I got my first 100 subscribers in a single day. And it was the most amazing thing in the world.
How with YouTube now, like with our upload schedule, like more marketers like daily and main channels like once a week, how are you managing your sort of schedule with everything else you're doing?
Yeah, so I love the idea of having a talk show or being a part of a talk show. I love factual entertainment and that kind of world. So
like all the interview stuff.
Interview stuff. So I love getting really talented people and putting them in interesting situations on my channel. Or just, I feel like it's weird enough seeing me next to someone like Ed Sheeran that the video is going to do well regardless of even if we speak. So that kind of eases time for me. But I guess it is quite stressful getting those people on the channel. Yeah. That takes a lot of time.
It's nice because that goes back to like the original stuff you did. Like if you think about the first video we
interviews.
Did was interviews.
Yeah.
Like just quirky little weird interviews.
Yeah.
And it's like you've taken that to like...
So I've taken that to those people who are really amazing.
A-stars. You've like... on fuck you
no but that's the thing I was gonna say now I'm coming
lost
back
his roots.
I'm coming back to doing it, but I'm gonna do it another season of those interviews with Americans and I want to do another thing with British, but I feel like I need a new format.
Okay.
And
you've used and abused us now.
how big is your team?
So I have a really close friend called Grant Hines, who recently moved over from South Africa to help
Pink
us.
Pink hair Grant. I love Grant. Grant is like, I said to Max, you haven't met him, have you?
No.
I said, he is the most full of life person you will ever meet.
And the most trusting and just down to earth. And he's like a life coach to me as well. As
you can talk to him. The amount of deep conversations I've had with him just out of nowhere, he's a legend.
And then I live with Josh. He's not in my team, I guess, but we help each other with everything because we grew up together and we know each other better than anyone.
Well, you actually grew up together, like, school?
Yeah, they went to school.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was about to ask you. How is that going from, like, obviously your best mates at school? He's seen you, because I remember Josh used to come over when you were living with Alfie.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when I first met him, and he was trying to be a professional cricket player.
And he would like he would always come and move into wherever I was living. If it was with Alfie, he would move into my bed. If it was Joe, he would come move him. And I have spent probably the first 4 years in the UK with Josh in my bed half the time because he had nowhere else to sleep. And I didn't want to put him on the couch.
That's so nice. And it's so nice that he's now... Like, for you, is that nice or is that weird at all?
No, it's
the fact
really
that, like, your best mate is now doing what you're doing. Of course,
I love it. I love it. My only thing with it that's not the best is because we are so similar, it sucks sometimes because we have to get compared to each other.
Yeah.
And when you're in the same, like, career, there's things that you're trying to do. And I don't want him to ever feel like he's not doing really well because he is. Because I always feel that with other people, if I'm... I'd say I'm doing quite well, but because I hang out with people who are doing better than me, it makes me feel really insecure. In regards to YouTube, I don't mean better than you know what I mean?
Yeah, basically. I think...
I'm not saying better than me.
No. I think also with Josh, whether it's the South African sense of humor or whatever, both of you have quite similar sense of humor.
Yeah.
So maybe you feel sometimes like that. It's like if you're both trying to like do the same
thing. Yeah, or like maybe there's an interview with someone and we both try to pitch for it and then, it's just...
Especially because... Wait, is Josh... Josh is... Is Josh with Gleam?
Yeah, Josh is with
I'm literally sat here like, Josh is with Gleam, isn't he?
And they actually were so good to him. They when he came over, they really, really helped him and got him off his
feet.
And,
or on his feet, even.
Because he was a cricket player and he
what
got
did
sick.
Did he do cricket? Like, was he bowling?
Oh, bowling.
Matt thinks he was a really good cricket player, so now he's going to try.
I'm nowhere near professional. I was decent. I was okay.
As much as I love talking about cricket, I don't want to ruin your podcast.
Yeah.
Cricket's great.
How do you Amy's coming here, isn't she?
Yeah, so
so basically, yeah, give a heads up, like, it's a bit all over the place. Casper's literally about to go and do a panel, but he's so committed to me and the podcast, he was just like, I'll just come here first.
No, I'm doing a Snapchat panel.
He's wearing a bright yellow t-shirt.
Very happy about that as well.
I'm going to make a big joke about it. All my jokes are planned, you know. I know they seem off the cuff, but I planned them in the shower.
And he managed to have a really quick poo.
Oh, we're going to talk about that now.
Just before.
My dad, on Father's Day, gave me an hour lecture about how I need to stop using toilet humor because it's just cheap and it's pathetic and I need to like get a life.
I feel like some people are either up for that or... completely not up for it.
Yeah. I love how brutal that is from your dad.
I know, but I was saying I couldn't stop laughing during the conversation, and he's like, "Do you even find it funny? Are you just doing it because your viewers find it funny?" And I was like, "That is the funniest thing in the world to me." Oh my gosh! Speak of the devil.
We're still recording.
Yeah. That's my.
Casper's going to.
Hi, Amy. We've just been talking about you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What do you? Amy. So when I was talking about my team earlier, it's Grant. And then Amy's my manager, and then I've got a lovely friend called Broner, who's my coordinator, and yeah, he's the team. So hi, Amy.
Hello.
Oh, this is like weird vibes for the podcast. So I have four people going on.
Yeah.
I know you have to go in a minute.
Yeah.
How do you feel YouTube has changed in the last 2 years?
Oh.
Or like in the last year, like.
There's been another wave. I feel like this is the fifth wave.
The fifth wave.
There was the wave of Shane Dawson,
Jenna Marbles.
Then there was the second wave of like Zoella, Alfie.
Us.
We kind of were included in that.
We.
And then there was the My Life is Ava wave.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Then the Jacob Sartorius maybe kind of vibes.
Yeah, kind of vibes. Cameron Dallas.
Then. And now it's the new, the
Team Tens, the Dolans.
And the Rice Gums. And yeah, it's interesting. So, and... it's kind of weird because it was everyone in the UK at one point was really at the very, very top of YouTube. They still are. I mean, you got PewDiePie who lives there. But the US is just completely...
The US is just like a different market, I feel. Like,
and I don't know
so
if they've separated
big.
It by where you upload. Maybe your upload schedule and timings help you hit US better. Or if you
it's funny you say it because we uploaded a video, first video in America yesterday for more markets. It performed like 2-3
That's
times better.
Did you see if it was specifically US?
I haven't. I'm going to do that.
And back to money on YouTube, the US AdSense.
Was it better?
Apparently.
AdSense is crazy shit stuff. Right now, isn't it?
It is. How like many conspiracies are around YouTube and like the algorithms and all of that kind of stuff.
It's a religion. It is. No one really knows.
Depressing AdSense on YouTube right now. It is absolutely abysmal. For me. I don't know about you.
No, I mean...
It's gone very quiet.
No, yeah. It's never really...
Amy's like, haha, let's go, Casper.
For me, it's never really been my main thing because I don't upload that frequently.
Yeah.
So I kind
you
of
still
use,
get a lot
I
of like views. My videos. You get a lot of views.
Yeah, it's good, but I don't know. It's more... YouTube to me is somewhere, obviously, I love to upload, but on a financial level... kind of
yeah,
the videos doing
on.
Well help everything else going
yeah,
on rather than me trying to
use the views.
How do you feel in terms of like of your career? Like a lot of YouTubers we've spoken to recently feel it's like transitional period at the moment, moving away from YouTube maybe. Like how are you feeling about it?
I've kind of used this year a bit more to get back into it more. Yeah. Whereas last year I was doing a lot of stuff, thanks to Amy. like books, DVDs, stuff like that. And this year I'm focusing a lot more on YouTube and not trying to create products really this year or stuff like that. But the other thing I'm focusing on is Raucous Productions, which is a production company I share with Joe. And we have some really exciting stuff coming up with that. And we're learning so much. It's so difficult to do anything. And I think going back to YouTube, because we had such instant kind of success when we were 18, we haven't really learned how hard it is to actually
run a business,
make a profit, and do something like that. But
yeah,
anyway,
it's totally different.
It's exciting, and we're so young, so it's cool.
I think Casper's getting dragged away now, so we're gonna continue this episode once he's gone. But thank you for
I had
the
so
first
much
guest.
Fun.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Casper.
Thank
Enjoy
you for
your
me.
Snapchat, and I hope the joke goes well.
Yeah, the yellow joke.
What is the joke?
I'm just going to say something about my shirt, basically.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I'll put a photo up if you guys want to see it.
Yeah, man, we'll check that out. you guys will probably know who Casper is, but if you don't, go follow him. He's at Casper Lee, or at Casper_Lee.
Yeah, and I'm a lot less serious usually on my...
Yeah, but it's been really nice to like chat to you.
It's refreshing. About the other side of YouTube.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
I want to hear it. So.
Yeah. No, it's fascinating.
Bye.
Bye! Bye!
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back to the two of us.
Back to Matkus.
That was exciting though, wasn't it?
It was cool having
four
the first
people
guest.
In the room at one point.
five, including sound engineer.
I think it's nice that people are going to get another side to Casper they haven't necessarily heard or seen before.
With Casper, it's always so like, he's sometimes in this YouTube character of like being awkward or whatever. And obviously that when you're doing videos, when you're doing certain things, that's great. But it was nice to just speak to him as Casper.
Well, to be fair, it must be difficult to do that when your first question is, let's talk about money.
Yeah, Casper walked in the room and I was like, Casper, how do you feel about talking about money?
So how do you feel that went then? First guest on the podcast?
I think it went well. Like, it's going to be interesting to hear how it sounded. But
yeah,
it felt fun. It just added another like dynamic in.
It was nice because it just felt like we were just chatting like we were the other night at the party. Like it was just a normal
just
conversation.
Out. And I feel, I mentioned this earlier with the podcast, if we do start having guests on, first of all, I want to know what you guys think. So if you guys listening have enjoyed it, of course, please let us know and we'll get more guests in. But talking about, obviously we're trying to be funny and like say chat a lot of random shit, but also getting interesting and asking the questions that people actually want to know.
Yeah.
Not just like, Casper, what's your favorite video to make? More like,
you're directly quoting one of the questions I had, aren't you, though?
Yeah, in the line in the lineup of the podcast, Matt, it was literally like, what's your favorite video to make? And I was like, Matt, I'm going to ask him about money. But I think it'll be a really interesting dynamic moving forward with other guests.
Yeah. It's nice to switch it up, isn't it? Just to refresh it all. And
yeah.
add something else to the mix.
Than just our boring voices. Do you know what, actually? So if you guys watch More Marcus, the video I was talking about that performed better was a video I filmed first thing in the morning. I was a little bit ill, so my voice was deeper. And one of the comments on there was, I would listen to your shit podcast thing if your voice sounded like this on there the whole time. I had three thumbs up.
Should we just start talking like this now?
So, hello.
Is this better?
I just woken up. Got a bit of a sore
throat. It was like old Marcus, like when your old videos are, hello.
Well, it's because like I used to talk a bit like that. And, like, I used to be a bit scared to kind of give a bit of energy.
It's like you're playing it cool, weren't you?
Yeah.
It's like playing it cool.
We've talked about this before. When you're 16, lower. You're like, no, mum. No, I'm not hungry yet.
It's a shame we couldn't do big question with Casper. Do you reckon that's something we should do with guests normally? Like on a normal, you know, there's
it
time.
Depends.
Or do you reckon we should keep it just chatting?
I think we shouldn't have any, like it has to be like this format. It's just, if we've got 10 minutes with them, cool. If we've got the whole podcast with them, great.
Even better.
Like use them for those views, you know, or listens. helps with brand deals. Please give us some brand deals. So we're here at VidCon and I think this is my fourth VidCon as well.
I thought it was your fifth.
I think the first one I came to was 5 years ago, and I think I didn't come 1 year.
Oh,
so
okay.
I need to figure out how many times I've been, because I don't actually know. It's either four or five. But as we're talking about these new waves of YouTubers, etc., one of my favorite YouTubers is David Dobrik.
We do share that love now, don't we?
I'm glad you do, finally.
I
was trying to show you him for so long, and you were like, yeah, he's quite funny, but you never got
I was. Yeah, I was always like, I appreciated what he did and, you know, the traction he was getting, but I was never like a true believer.
Yeah.
I was never like, oh my God, he's amazing.
It's David. But he is the boyfriend of Liza. He came from Vine. I'm just giving you, I'm sure all of you know him.
Yeah.
He smashed it. Makes the funniest vlogs, kind of like,
it's revolutionized vlogging,
yeah,
I think.
It is.
On YouTube.
It is honestly amazing. He uploads three times a week. But we saw him. So we were at VidCon on the first night. We were drunk. Matt was smashed.
I wasn't.
Like, you were absolutely smashed. Absolutely smashed. We're sitting there having drinks. And then you were sat with Casper at the time.
Yeah.
I was with Jim. And David walks in. And
he goes over.
Goes over. And Casper goes like, he's like, David. And they shake hands. And then you
got on that train as well.
Shook his hand.
Got on that. I said, oh, I love your vlogs, man. He's like, oh, cheers, cheers.
But from that moment on, for the rest of the night, you would not shut up about it.
Big like, moment.
Yeah.
Very
no,
big
huge moment.
Moment.
And I appreciate that moment. And then
Jim didn't appreciate
Jim
it so
didn't.
Much.
You tried to tell Jim four times that you met David Dobrik.
The good thing was, though, in the morning afterwards, I said to Jim, oh, yeah, I'm sorry for going on about David so much. Didn't even remember it.
No,
so I think
he did. He did. And then when I said it, he went, oh, yeah, you did keep going on about that, didn't you? So I was like, fuck, I'm jealous. And then I had a lunch yesterday and I saw him. He was sat opposite me and I was like, ah, it's David. But it's funny because Scotty and Toddy, who are like part of their crew, I did a job with them 2 weeks ago. So I was hanging out with them and they're like super nice guys, really fun. But it's like, it's David. So I didn't speak to him. And I was like, shit, sorry. But I don't have the guts to go up to him and just be like, hey man, love your stuff. I can't do that. I don't know why.
Why not?
I'm a pussy.
We've spoken about this a lot actually this trip. Like we see people like, oh, let's
go
and say hi.
Is it because I'm British?
No, because I'm more willing to do that. I'm like, oh, let's just go and say hi.
I'm just so scared they'll just go like, fuck off.
Yeah, but they would never do that.
Why
would they do that?
I don't know. I think
that would never happen.
I think I've got a massive fear because the first time I went up to Jenna Marbles and asked for a picture, I fell over in front of her. So it's like from that moment on, I just
it scarred you.
It scarred me for life. But then there was my moment.
Here we go.
So just before I had my meetup,
I received six texts in a row.
Can we read the text out? Yeah. Let me read out what I sent. So this is literally the text. I'm backstage in the green room before I'm about to do my meetup. This is what comes. Oh my God, my moment with David happened. He smelt my chest, loved my smell.
That's I love that. I just the closing line, loved my smell.
Yeah, so basically, okay. Let me explain it. So there we were in the green room. And I see this guy who's a manager, and I know him. He's Brian, photographer's manager, and I was on a trip with him. So I was like, oh, hey, man, how's it going? Like, we're chatting, blah, blah. And then he's like, oh, David. He's like, come here. David comes in to our circle, and he goes, smell, Marcus. How good does he smell? So David comes in, sniffs my chest. He's like, you smell amazing. And I was like, thanks, man. David goes, smell me too. Smell him. And he goes, how do I smell? I was like, you smell quite good. I was like, it's not as potent as mine, but if you get close, I was like, that would be good for the meetup because when people are close, they'll smell it.
I love how homoerotic that is, though. Well, just smelling just each other. To, oh, no, you smell better than I do.
Well, I was like, this is my moment. I need to impress him. But then we like shook hands and we were just chatting.
You definitely stiffened down below a little bit, didn't you? You had a semi.
I didn't.
You did.
But yeah, I was...
It's annoying as well because I like just caught up with you like 2 seconds after that happened. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, it literally just happened. I was like, oh.
Yeah, and Casey was there as well. Casey Neistat.
I love Casey Neistat. So yeah. I missed out.
That was a cool moment. Miss out.
It's been so like funny. Like obviously YouTube
is such
a...
It's your first VidCon. Yeah. Let's talk like... How's
no, that's what I was going to say. First VidCon, and it's so funny, like having worked with you now, coming up 2 years, and knowing all these faces and putting them in thumbnails and all that kind of stuff. And when you actually see them in person, it's weird. It's so, like Dan and Phil. Like, we joke about Dan and Phil so much, like the fandom is so strong and all of this.
I could actually see them.
But yeah, so you were in good company when you're doing your meet and greet, weren't you?
Yeah, it was me,
yeah,
Dan
David
and Phil,
one side.
David Dobrik. I think Casey as well must have been. So, yeah, you know. I'm obviously classed as an A++ YouTuber.
You're happy with that,
Social Blade.
But yeah, VidCon's crazy. Like, the magnitude of it. Like, I was walking around while you're doing your meet and greet. I went to get some food. And just walking around the whole complex, it's huge. Yeah. It's huge. And it's so many people.
Yeah, like, I'd love to be able to see that.
Yeah.
It used to be back in...
I said that too. It's a shame that YouTubers don't really get to see that side of it. You just see the backstage and like dark corridors.
I guess that would be like Drake going, I'd love to stand in the crowd and watch myself perform.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I'm sure they probably like that as well. Like, they'd love to go to a festival and just have fun and not be recognised.
Yeah, of course. But, well, that's... You're famous. You can't do that, Drake.
Because then, like, I think we mentioned it earlier briefly, what Logan and Ricegum did, like, just going in normally with the fact that you can't
do it. So give a bit of... So Ricegum, Logan, Paul, on separate days, both went out walking the main entrance of VidCon with all the
fans. I think that's a bit of an ego thing, though, isn't it?
And, of course, they got thrown out and banned. Yeah. Like, well, I don't know about banned. They got thrown out, wristbands cut off, whatever. Of course, like, that's a
massive dangerous
health and safety risk. Yeah. Massive. Did I tell you what happened with the girl that came to my meetup, actually?
No.
I didn't tell you. Oh, my God. You're going to... You know, so Logan tweeted about this $3,000 thing.
Yeah.
So Logan Paul tweeted saying there's going to be $3,000 at VidCon. Girl comes to my meetup. She was like, lovely. But she's like, I was like, hey, how are you going? How are you? She's like, oh, I came straight from the nurse. So I was like, oh, okay, what's up? She's like, I've chipped my tooth. Her front tooth cut in half, literally.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Completely chipped off. And then she shows me her arm. Her arm's all bruised and scratched up there. And I was like, what happened? She's like, oh, I was in the midst of the Logan Paul thing trying to get the money. She said, I got chipped her tooth, was in the nurse, and she was like, I nearly missed your meetup. She wouldn't let me come.
Is that worth it?
For her, she might think, if I'm going to get $3,000.
Yeah,
no,
I
don't know. It's
again, that's another, what is Logan doing? Like, it's so dangerous. That's not nice, is it? Like, chip tooth.
Well, it's nice giving $3,000 away.
Yeah, but like, he's doing, I don't know. I question the motives of it. That whole thing of both of them doing the walking around VidCon, that's an ego thing for me. They shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah,
it's not fair on the staff. It's not fair on the fans who are going to be crushed.
It's a weird thing because...
Like, you would never think to do that.
No, but I experienced that, say, 3 years ago at VidCon when the security isn't in place that it is now. As a YouTuber, you would have to walk from your room through the complex to VidCon.
Yeah.
And it's like, I experienced that. You walk through and there was honestly moments where there's hundreds of people squishing you, squashing you. Oh. People are falling over. Security are trying to get through and help people. And that's why VidCon is now how it is, because it went through those time periods of that happening.
Yeah.
And I get why they're pissed off, because it's like, look, guys, this is dangerous for the people attending. Like, people get trampled, people fall over and get injured.
And chipped teeth.
Yeah, and they have these means in place for that to not happen now. So I get they're pissed off if someone's like, I'm going to go out. But at the same time, you never have... That is the most insane buzz you will ever have. Like, what happened to them walking through? There's nothing.
The adrenaline would be...
The adrenaline. It's insane. So I get it from that point. I get it from both sides.
Yeah. But so like, what do you think? Do you think it's ego thing, them doing that?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think it's not, like, it's not sensible. It's not smart to do. But
that's
I'm
true.
Like, you're going to get a mad adrenaline rush off that.
How has it been, like, so your first VidCon with someone, like, in your room doing that with you, like with me, like, how's that going for you?
Oh, sorry, I see what you mean. Well, you're quite annoying. You're annoying to sleep. I don't like sharing a room with you.
Oh,
like, we've talked about sharing rooms before, but like,
I get very disoriented.
You do weird stuff. Like,
I do get disorientated.
The first night we were here, I get woken up by Matt in the night. He stood at the end of the bed. He grabs my leg and he's shaking my leg. And I'm like, woken up. I'm like, and I kick him. I'm like, what are you doing? And then he goes back to bed. And I told you first thing in the morning and you were like, what?
Do you know what's really funny? That. I remember, I think it was last night or the night before, was when I thought you were pranking me. I thought you were filming me. Because we've got a window. Yeah,
through to the other room. To where we're sat now, which is the living room. And yeah, what were
I honestly thought, I looked over from the bed and you were there with a camera, like about to prank me. And I just.
Because you were
like,
making noises. And I even said, I was like, what are you doing? And you're like, are you pranking me? I'm like, I'm in bed. Something is weird with you when you sleep. I don't think I want to share a room with you.
Honestly, with Jem, normally I'm fine at home. It's when we're travelling, something does happen to me.
So there's been two trips we've been on where we've shared a room and both times very strange.
What happened in Vietnam?
Are you joking? You were like slamming the door. You're like, we've got to go, we've got to go. And I was like, it's 3 a.m. What the fuck are you doing?
It's exciting. You never know what you're going to get.
Don't like it. But other than that, it's been good to do the podcast. It's been good to like film stuff. For the rest of today, we're going to be doing some.
Do you feel good? It's like the army of two, like your team. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel comfortable like walking around and if we need to fight someone.
Not comfortable enough to make a fool of yourself in the hotel, though. I said, oh, yeah, let's go and film something in the hotel. And you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, because you're like, what was it? Running through pretending to be a really loud vlogger. Yeah. I was like, I don't like attention being on me.
But David might see you.
Yeah, and be like, what a bell end. And that's it. He's not going to look at me and go, that guy's funny. Is he?
Yeah, that's true. And it is. You don't want to take that risk, no. David. Just keep saying his name. We're just like, oh, David. So are you ready?
This is a special big question.
You ready for a big question?
Yeah, I am.
Headline. Goose wearing a red thong found by RSPCA. There's the picture.
What's up with its neck?
That's just a normal neck, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. There's the thong.
Right.
So, I love the way this is written. So a goose tried slipping into something more comfortable when it found this skinny red thong. That's cool. That's funny. It's fun.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
It's a good story, this. So basically, the goose was found and it was like wrapped up in this thong. So not very nice. So don't discard your underwear, basically. That's what we should learn from this.
Okay. How do you know the goose just didn't put it on itself?
Well, it did by accident. It's not going to choose it. It's not going to be, oh, that would look good on me.
Or was it a prank and someone was like, oh, let's put this.
Oh, I hope not. That'd be horrible.
There's a pair of pants on this goose.
That'd be hot. I would love to know the story of how the thong got there in the first place.
Maybe there was a cheeky one night stand and then
dogging or something.
Yeah, maybe. Or a lake version of that. I don't know what laking.
Laking. We just coined a new phrase. So what do you think the question's going to be from this? Have you already seen the question?
What's the weirdest thing you've slipped into?
No. So it is similar. What's the strangest thing that you've seen on your travels? You love these, don't you?
Oh, I really
You love me you putting you on the spot with these questions.
This is the most stressful part of the podcast because I have no idea. Like, you ask me these deep questions that I've never thought about before. I'm still going to say the time we were in LA and we're driving down the road at the traffic lights, turn to the right and there's a fucking pig in the back of someone's car.
But it was a full-on hog, though.
Yeah,
huge.
A hog. Like, in the back.
In the window.
Like, walking around. Not like a truck, like a car. An actual car.
Yeah, that was strange.
A very strange thing. Don't know, Miami, there's a lot of weird people.
What about Indonesia? Like, Bali and all that lot.
What about it?
Well, I thought there would be, that you'd see different things, like different cultural things there than you would see here.
Are you trying to say Indonesian people are weird?
No, I'm not trying to say. I'm just saying there's different cultures. You're going to see different things, aren't you?
No, I don't know. Bali, everyone in Bali is so chilled and just loves life. It's amazing. I love Bali. I'm sticking with the pig. I'm sticking with the pig.
Oh, wait, just before we stop. So first VidCon, guys, I've made it. I was noticed without you by my side, although it was next to your meet and greet. No, but it was in a different line. It was in David's line. And I was walking along to see you. And they're like, oh, I don't think they knew my name. Because they said, oh, excuse me. And I said, oh, hi. And then, yeah, did the photo. I said, I love the podcast. So if you're listening, yay. You made me very happy.
You went to see and they didn't follow you on Twitter, did they?
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, do you follow me on Twitter? You tagged me in the photo. And they're like, oh no, I don't follow you. I was like, oh, okay.
Awkward.
Follow me now. And she did follow me, so thanks.
You beg. You absolute beg.
You just got to take what you can get. I'm happy. Very happy with that.
All right, well, I hope you guys have enjoyed this week's episode with our first ever guest. Please subscribe to the podcast, share it around. You can listen to it on iTunes and Acast, and let us know if you want more guests, if we should, you know, who we should get in touch with. Yeah, but please carry on giving it 5 stars. I'm loving, we read through your reviews actually, and some of them are really nice. So thank you very much for those. We will see you next Monday with the next episode. Goodbye.
Bye, guys.
Support comes from ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. You've heard the hype around AI. The truth is, AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. ServiceNow is the platform that puts AI to work for people across your business, removing friction and frustration for your employees, supercharging productivity for your developers, providing intelligent tools for your service agents to make customers happier. All built into a single platform you can use right now. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. Visit servicenow.com/AI for people to learn more.